From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Members of the Arab League are meeting in Cairo today to discuss the next step in dealing with Syria. The group has been at the forefront of efforts to stop the bloody crackdown on anti-government protests that began last March. President Bashar al-Assad had agreed to an Arab League peace plan, and the League sent observers into Syria to monitor compliance. But the League withdrew its observers last month when the killings continued. Today, the League is considering reviving the mission, adding United Nations monitors, and whether to expel Syrian ambassadors from Arab capitals. The leader of al-Qaeda is voicing support for the protesters. BBC's Jim Muir listened to his message posted on the Internet.
In an 8-minute video message addressed to the Lions of Syria, the al-Qaeda leader urged them to depend on their own efforts and sacrifices, and not on what he called the failed states of the Arab League, the West, or Turkey. He called on militants in Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey to rise up and support what he called their brothers in Syria. They had the right, he said, to use any means they saw fit to get rid of a cancerous regime that was oppressing Muslims. It's the clearest sign yet of involvement by al-Qaeda in the uprising in Syria, as it takes on increasingly an aspect of armed insurgency as well as popular protest.
The BBC's Jim Muir reporting. The Greek parliament is set to vote today on painful spending cuts in exchange for billions in new bailout loans. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens. The lawmakers are expected to approve the bailout.
Austerity measures have driven up the unemployment rate to more than 20%. But Prime Minister Loukas Papadimos says a messy default would mean far more people out of work. There would be no money for salaries, pensions, schools, or hospitals. Imports such as fuel and most supermarket goods would become prohibitively expensive. The chaos would lead to an exit from the Eurozone. Greece would go from being a nation in the core of the Eurozone to a weak country on the fringe of Europe, Papadimos said in a televised speech. The bailout is worth about $172 billion. Greece needs the loans and a separate debt swap deal to avoid bankruptcy next month. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
The austerity measures are not popular. Thousands of people gathered outside the parliament today to protest. Some threw bottles and rocks at police, who responded with tear gas and stun grenades. Rescuers are digging through snow in Kosovo, searching for a villager missing after an avalanche yesterday. Several houses are buried under 33 feet of snow in a remote mountain village in the southern part of the country. At least 9 people are confirmed dead. This is NPR News from Washington. Producers of tonight's Grammy Awards say they're planning a tribute to a longtime star who died yesterday. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
The Grammy Awards telecast is reportedly to include a short memorial to Whitney Houston, a performance by one of her disciples, Jennifer Hudson. The 6-time Grammy winner was found dead just hours before a pre-Grammy party, and news of her death has shaken many in the music business. At this year's awards ceremony, British singer Adele Atkins is expected to take home many of the top awards. She plans to perform for the first time since her vocal cords were operated on. And some musicians say they'll picket and march outside the awards ceremony to protest the elimination of 31 music categories, including Latin jazz, Zydeco, Hawaiian, and some blues and jazz genres. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Mitt Romney's campaign to be the Republican presidential nominee received 2 boosts this weekend. He won a straw poll held by conservatives meeting in Washington, and he won Maine's straw poll with 39% of the vote. Ron Paul came in second with 36%. The next contest will be in Arizona and Michigan at the end of the month. Tomorrow morning, President Obama sends Congress his ideas for a federal budget for 2013. Already, some Republicans say they won't like it, that it doesn't do enough to trim entitlement programs such as Medicare. The blueprint reportedly calls for spending more to fix highways and modernize schools. It also reportedly includes a provision that would require households that make more than $1 million a year pay at least 30% of their income in taxes. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.